Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Very much feels like everything is different this morning. And Erica Kirk said it all at that memorial service.
After Charlie's assassination, we didn't see violence. We didn't see rioting. We didn't see revolution. Instead, we saw what my husband always prayed he would see in this country. We saw revival.
What a difference between that and, hey, I'm mad, so I get to burn down people's businesses that I don't even know. I get to do $2 billion worth of damage because I'm a Democrat. And I have a right to do that. I get to take over police precincts violently. $2 billion worth of damage. Kenosha alone, $50 million in damage. Over a guy who put a gun to a pregnant woman's belly and then overdosed on drugs. That's the Democrats for you. And I hope Americans, Lee, got a really good look at this. Mm-hmm. Because the contrast is jarring. And
absolutely. I mean, it's a stark contrast and reaction.
Yeah.
And this, I do hope, is a definitive moment for the American public. Sadly, I think that many are not paying any attention, but it should be an important moment here.
I think a lot of people, though, who were not paying attention before are paying attention.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
If you tuned into that on Sunday, and you didn't know any of the history, you weren't really following the news, you just happened to stumble into the video, it would have taken you a while to figure out that Charlie Kirk was dead, that this was essentially a funeral service. It looked like an introduction for the next speaker who was going to be this really cool guy, Charlie. It was so upbeat, so happy, so joyful, so beautiful. The antithesis of everything Tyler Robinson is and the left-wing movement he embraced is. It would have taken you a while to figure out, wait, this is a memorial service? You couldn't tell. And Barack Obama Democrat advisor David Axelrod went on CNN and said this.
But I don't
before it started.
But I don't also want this to be the occasion for continued division, continued hate, continued violence. And one of the things I'm going to be looking for today is to the people who are coming there to mourn. Will it just turn into a political rally?
Continued hate, continued division, continued violence. That's a perfect description of the Democrat Party. It's not us.
Well, and he hoped that wouldn't happen, but it already has.
Yeah, oh, it already has.
I mean, from the floor of Congress to the studio of an ABC News or ABC affiliate where another Democrat is involved in a shooting.
Yeah, over the weekends, the Democrats were very shooty. This is what they do now. If you're mad at ABC, you just drive by and fire some bullets. The Democrat leadership made it very clear they want that kind of thing. How do we know that? Well, when Democrats didn't like that Elon Musk was out there rooting out waste and fraud, they started, you know, driving by Tesla dealerships, firebombing them, firing into them. And what did the Democrat leadership do, Lee? Nothing.
Yeah.
Here's Chuck Schumer, Democrat leader in the Senate. How do you feel about this Tesla violence?
Senator, what's your opinion of the violence against Tesla, their products? What are your thoughts on that? Do you denounce the violence against Tesla products and dealerships and cars in the streets?
I can't talk about Tesla, but Elon Musk is a disaster for America, and America knows it.
He won't denounce it. I could play you a whole 2-minute montage of, I have it right here. All of the Democrat leaders asked to denounce the Tesla violence, the shooting. I mean, these are just people working at Tesla dealerships. They didn't do anything to the Democrats. And not a one of them will condemn it. Not Nancy Pelosi, not Chuck Schumer. None of them.
Well, these people voted for legislation to give tax credits to people to buy the darn vehicles to begin with.
I know. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. But the absolute horror of this, Lee, what we saw in Congress, with a majority of Democrats, will not vote to condemn the assassination of Charlie Kirk, said it all on Friday. I mean, he's not even dead yet. He's not even dead yet. And if you read in the House, if you read the resolution, it's not, it's very simple. It's not controversial. It's not political. We condemn the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Majority of Democrats either voted no or didn't vote.
Contrast was the fact that all Republicans voted for the resolution that honored and condemned the attack on the Democrat Minnesota couple that were killed.
Yes. Unanimous.
Absolutely. Every single Republican voted for that. For a Democrat state representative speaker and her husband that were shot and killed.
Here's what this very simple one-page resolution said. It condemns, in the strongest possible terms, quote-unquote, the assassination of Turning Point USA co-founder and co-founder Charlie Kirk, and it commends law enforcement for arresting and charging Kirk's killer. How are you against that? It expressed condolences to his wife and his two young children and celebrated Charlie's steadfast dedication to the Constitution, civil discourse, and biblical truth. And that it, quote, inspired a generation to cherish and defend the blessings of liberty. And it asked Americans to reject political violence, recommit to respectful debate, and uphold American values. How do you vote against that?
Well,
anyone
whose heart is not already hardened would vote for that.
But they can't condemn political violence. The whole summer of love, $2 billion worth of damage, 32 dead. That was them at their most popular and most powerful. They intend fully to go back there the second they can get there. They do. But to do this, I mean, they won't even pretend to condemn political violence. Do you know the message that sends? And I'm telling you, these shooters are getting it loud and clear. I mean, we got one liberal Democrat who ironically was an anti-gun activist getting a gun and firing it at ABC.
A member of the teachers' union, too.
Oh, yeah. No, these people are in our schools. That's what's so terrifying. You're starting to realize who they are. I mean, they fired over 100 teachers in Texas alone just for cheering the Kirk assassination. These people were in the classrooms. It's crazy. And then we have this another leftist Free Palestine shooter shooting up a country club. I knew what he was doing the second I saw it. You think to yourself, where can I go find some right wingers? Country club, right? That's the stereotype. They're at a country club. No, we don't know that they're right wingers, but that's the stereotype on the left. What does he do? He goes right for the country club. These are copycat crimes. And you're going to see the Democrats just pretend. I don't know how long it's going to take them to turn the Free Palestine lunatic into a MAGA supporter. They'll find some way to lie to their folks and do it. By the way, Lee, did you know this? You know, the liberal media keeps quoting this study that shows that the majority of these violent attacks are by right wingers. Do you know who wrote that study? We're going to get into this today. This is nuts. It's the University of Chicago professor. Who is are you ready for this?
All right, let's hear it.
Self-declared anarchist and member of Antifa. That is in his bio. Self-declared anarchist and member of Antifa authored the study that the media, mainstream media, is quoting to say most of this violence is from the right wing. You notice when they say that, they don't mention by name any particular shooter?
No.
Because there isn't one.
Right.
I can't come up with one because there isn't one. If you have actual facts. So they throw the study out instead.
Yeah.
But yesterday was a beautiful celebration.
Yes, it was.
Of life and love. And today.
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness. It was remarkable for America to see that. And just from start to finish, I mean, it looks like, you know, Trump and Elon forgiving each other. It was just absolutely beautiful. So we're going to dive into all of that today and, of course, take your texts and maybe some phone calls. I'm thinking about weaving those throughout the show today. I don't do that a lot because I like to move. I'm thinking I'm going to take some phone calls today, too, because this is a really special day for folks to react to that. 800-905-0989 is the text line and the call line. 800-905-0989. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bunch of conspiracy theories about the Charlie Kirk assassination online, but those are just conspiracies online. Whoa, jaw-dropping headline yesterday. From the UK Daily Mail, FBI says three Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. FBI says three Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. Jaw-dropping post from Kash Patel, head of the FBI. They're also investigating who was coming and going from Tyler Robinson's apartment. Good, because something's wrong there. There's too many people knew about this. Too many people posting online oddly specific things, including one transgender individual who recorded a rap song called Charlie Kirk Dead at 31 a month before the shooting. He was from Utah area transgender man. Something doesn't add up here. Then we find the, as I documented last week, thread of pedophilia that runs through the sites that Tyler Robinson and his lover frequented. the fact that Tyler Robinson was following two content creators who draw pedophilia. You can get away with it, by the way, because it's art. If it's not actual pictures or even AI, if it's cartoon art, you can draw it all day long. And that was the kind of porn he subscribed to, but it was cartoon. But it was underage kids. I told you that. I told you last week. I said, look, there's a huge pedophile undertone to this particular, to this trans community, to the porn they were watching, but also to the groups they were in. And who shows up? 71-year-old man claiming, oh, I shot him, distracts the cops. Everyone thinks that's him, lets the real shooter get away. That guy ends up being a pedophile. Who has the presence of mind to do that? What was he doing there on campus anyway? He's 71. Who is the you'd see something so shocking as anyone getting shot, and you have the presence of mind to try to distract the cops to help the shooter get away? How do you know it was one shooter? What? And then they go through his phone. He's a pedophile. But there's something stinks here. Now, over the weekend, Kash Patel, head of the FBI, did debunk one of the conspiracy theories, and it had to do with a plane that took off, turned off its transponder, went over the area that Charlie was in, then came back in. To the airport, turned it back on. A lot of people think somebody could have jumped out of that, you know, parachuted. The FBI has debunked that one. There's nothing to that one. But the others, agents are also examining, UK Daily Mail reports about the FBI, peculiar hand gestures made by spectators in the crowd, along with stilted text messages Robinson exchanged with his lover that raised alarms over their odd, awkward wording. Yeah, it very much looks like he was doing this so that his lover would not end up in prison for having foreknowledge. They're looking into it. Patel added they would also look into the hand gestures observed as potential signals near Charlie at the time of his assassination and visitors to the alleged shooter's residence, Tyler Robinson, in the hours and days leading up to September 10th. He would not take that off the table. Again, the headline, FBI says three Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. There's other people involved here. Clearly, even if they are only lunatics in some chat rooms, people in the transgender community knew. You could see it from the from the posts. There's something big here that is going on. Why would anyone want to kill Charlie Kirk? We're going to deep dive into that today. Now, look at this. Charlie Kirk was a big threat. His organization was one of 92 that the FBI had under investigation. 30 devices they're listening to. I bet you Charlie's was one of them. Why was the FBI looking at this guy, looking at a way they can get charges in these groups? Because people don't understand what Charlie Kirk did. They think, well, he went to some campuses and talked to some kids. No, it was so much more than that. You can make a good argument that, and I have been for a year now, that Charlie Kirk, without Charlie Kirk in Elon Musk, Donald Trump isn't president. And that's because of the voter registration and ballot chasing organizations they built. Do you realize Turning Point USA? Let's just look at this from a Democrat perspective for a second. Turning Point USA, $96 million a year operation. Did you know that? A year. What do they spend a lot of that on? Vote chasing. Voter registration in the swing states and vote chasing. According to the TPUSA website, how many votes did they deliver? They registered these kids, mainly young people, but they were also registering off college campus too. A lot of people don't realize that. Just a lot of the video is from college campus, but a lot of what they did is not that. They went on college campuses, but they also did off campus, registering young people to vote as Republicans. Folks, in my entire lifetime, Republicans have never once led registration, except for one brief couple week period after 9/11. In January of last year, look at this from a Democrat tactical perspective. January of last year, number one by registration in America, Democrats, number two, unaffiliated, number three, Republican. By the time Elon Musk spent $200 million and completely technologically rebuilt not just registration of voters, but ballot chasing in 6 months, absolutely revolutionized politics. I mean, it's pure. He would be considered a genius tactically just for doing that. Never mind everything he's done with Tesla. Rebuild it in 6 months. By November, Republicans were number one in registration. Democrats, number three, and unaffiliated is number two. They flipped the script. For years, Ronna Romney McDaniel, who I think was working for the Democrats when she was head of RNC, that's why she got an offer from MSNBC as soon as she left. She was going to trash us. She hated us the whole time. She spent more money on flower arrangements than updating the voter files. Charlie Kirk saw it. I remember I was part of this debate. Charlie Kirk saw it. I actually got into a clash with Charlie Kirk over it, ironically, where he ended up addressing stuff I was saying on his show. I played all that for you at the time. Addressed me by name and the stuff I was saying. And I was saying the same thing. We don't have a voter registration operation. Well, Charlie Kirk did. They registered 400,000 people to vote across the swing states. That's easily the margin of victory because it comes down. I mean, look, Joe Biden, 20, 30,000, right? And then they did something else. They chased the ballots. In other words, 1,500 volunteers on the ground will go to your door. Hey, you got an absentee ballot. We see you registered Republican here. You're new. You're 21. Hey, why don't I just help you get that ballot in? I have to fill it out. You want to fill it out right now? They chased 400,000 ballots, and that didn't even count what Elon Musk did. What was the outcome of this, y'all? I don't think people understand. And once you understand this, you'll understand why we need to take a really deep look and see if anybody else was involved here. Once you understand the impact that Charlie Kirk had, and it's this, highest Republican registration among men, 18 to 29, lowest Democrat registration among men, 18 to 29, you can see the chart on my X feed, in 100 years, going back to 2025. Lowest Democrat registration, highest Republican registration. And it was because of that that Donald Trump won the youth vote. Nobody wins the youth vote on our side, but they did. Why? Number one, Elon Musk. Number two, Charlie Kirk. And he was only getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you have, his final rally in Utah, question and answer session, 3,000 people show up. He was the counterculture. That was hip. It was cool. They had to kill him. And folks, they were going to put him in prison if they couldn't kill him. People don't understand who Charlie Kirk really is tactically on the ground. Because folks, understand this, and I said it for a long time, Donald Trump did not have a ground operation, not in 2020 and not in 2024. Elon Musk and Charlie Kirk were the entirety of his ground operation. There was another guy helping out in Pennsylvania who did an amazing job too. A gay activist, obviously, but a hardcore Republican, strangely. But he flipped Pennsylvania red, just driving around in his truck and registering people. There was a good reason to make sure Charlie Kirk was dead and never came back. And I've got the rest of that story coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When last year started, 2024, Donald Trump was facing 75 years in prison, Republican registration after years of Democrat Ronna Romney McDaniel running the Republican National Committee, supposed to register and turn out voters. It was shrinking. Republicans were in the third spot. Number one by registration in America, Democrats. Number two, unaffiliated. Number three, Republicans. It was believed and repeated, well, people are drifting away from parties. Nothing we can do. I had a post that went viral with over a million demanding the firing of Ronna Romney McDaniel. It really kicked it off online after it was found deep within the RNC's budgeting documents that they file. She had spent more money on flower arrangements that she sent to donors than she had updating the voter files. There was no voter recruitment going on. I think on purpose. I think the idea was that the Romney family, because that's who, you know, Mitt Romney, Senator Mitt Romney hated Trump. They would just simply lose until Trump was gone. I think that was the plan. And you don't register voters if you're doing that. You don't prevent voter fraud if you're doing that. You just sit up there and get a bunch of Botox and weight treatments, which is what she did with the money. So Charlie Kirk comes along and Elon Musk comes along. It's January. We don't have a prayer of winning in January. Understand that. You have to have registered voters. It's not enough for Trump to just go out and make a speech. The people who are going to vote for him have to be registered. It was so sloppy on Trump's part. He's never had a voter registration or turnout operation that 25% of the people at Trump rallies would leave without being registered. And Scott Pressler and Charlie Kirk went, oh my gosh, they set up booths. They started registering these people. Trump wasn't doing it. I screamed bloody murder, high hell about it. And I just raged at Trump at the time. Like, dude, pull yourself together. You're not going to win. That's where we were in January. Again, you have to have registered bodies to vote for you to win. You can't just go make a nice speech and then you win. It doesn't work that way. Charlie Kirk registered 400,000 people to vote, including a lot of young people. His Turning Point USA. But it was so beyond that. They have an amazing ballot chasing operation. So he's not just going to these campuses. This is why they would want to kill him. They would need to kill him. He's registering these kids and turning them out. 400,000 votes across the swing state. Again, Joe Biden, when he won in 2020, was winning by 11,000, 20,000 across 5-6 swing states. That's the election right there. You think the Democrats are going to let that stand? Take a listen. Here's Charlie Kirk describing what he did.
Yeah, it was an open mic, and we did it at 25 college campuses this last semester. It was amazing. You know, after the first couple, I started to realize, I said, these crowds that we are drawing and attracting, it's not normal. I mean, we are having thousands of students start to show up to these events at University of Wisconsin-Madison. We had 5,000 at the University of Georgia. And I turned to my team, I said, you know, guys, let's keep this a little quiet, which is unusual for us because, you know, we like to draw attention to things. I said, I think we're going to do much better with younger voters than any of the public polling shows, with both young men and young women. And we did the tough work at Turning Point Action. We registered them to vote. We chased their ballot. We had over 1,500 people on staff that were working these college campuses and the associated communities.
If you think in retrospect.
This, folks, Charlie Kirk is not just this nice guy who goes to campus. Turning Point USA is a $100 million a year voter drive operation. The largest in the Republican Party, larger than Ronna Romney McDaniel's. The only person who had a bigger operation was Elon Musk, registering, turning out voters. And again, he rewrote the software to do it. They basically hired engineers who did it, but he didn't do it himself. So he made his own pack instead of giving the money to Fat Ronna and for more Botox and party time. She was pushed aside by Charlie Kirk and Elon Musk. And it was learned in the Republican Party, wow, okay, we don't have to accept declining voter registration. They not only registered, but they chased 400,000 ballots. Folks, that's a win, swing states right there. You put him with Elon Musk, they got a problem. And they killed it. They killed it. Here's some more, Kirk, of what they did.
Yeah, their professors might get 90 minutes to drone on and on about why they think America's a terrible country, but we get them 8 hours a day with a supercomputer in their pocket called an iPhone.
A couple days ago, we were at University of South Florida. We drew over 2,000 students, Brian, and this is in the midst of all the media coverage of the Trump administration saying that the world is ending after an election cycle, and we had 2,000 kids at a very liberal school wait for hours and listen to me take questions at an open mic. We see this in the data, and we see this on the ground, the work that we're doing at Turning Point USA. We are seeing the next generation become profoundly more conservative than even their parents.
He had to die. How they operate. Oh, this wasn't the first attack or even the 15th. See, folks, today, Michael Knowles is going to step in for Charlie Kirk. And he may or may not survive that. They've tried to kill him before. Wait, what? Oh, you didn't know that? I actually missed that. So you're to be forgiven. Last year, an Antifa terror cell was convicted for carrying out a bombing to target Michael Knowles and students attending his speaking event in Pittsburgh. Had almost no coverage at the time. Daily Wire's Michael Knowles. Hundreds of conservative students, if not thousands, would be there, and they brought bombs. Actually detonated one of them, seriously injuring a police officer. Brian DePippa and Crystal DePippa have now been federally sentenced after both pleaded guilty over the bombing attack in an attempt to murder Michael Knowles and hundreds of conservative students at the University of Pittsburgh. This was in 2023, folks. They've been gunning for us for a while. Michael Knowles will be in mortal danger today when he fills in for Charlie Kirk. So will everyone who does this going forward. It ain't over. It's not. Not even close to over. And you know why? Headline from the Hill, Gen Z voter data shows warning signs for Democrats. This is out this morning. Gen Z men are trending toward the GOP, and it's sparking debate among Democrats over how they will win back a block of voters that could prove critical for the party. Folks, Democrats, 18 to 29s, male, female, up till now, they've always dominated. The majority of men and women under 30 would register Democrat. Men would drift to the right in their 30s. That's over. That is over. And who did it? Charlie Kirk did it. You can't fix this when they start out Republican. They're just going to get more Republican. And when 66% of young non-white men had usually registered Democrat, but the new report for the Democrat Party notes Democrat voter registration now sits at only 54% of non-white men. Was 66 just 2 years ago. Charlie Kirk, y'all. Charlie Kirk, Elon Musk. Some had a give. You saw what they did.
Charlie Kirk started with only an idea to change minds on college campuses, and instead he ended up with a far greater achievement, changing history.
And Turning Point is not slowing down with an event planned later today. Michael Knowles is now headlining that event instead of Charlie and will join us live to tell us how he plans to carry Kirk's message forward.
Plus, the president getting ready for a meet.
I can't imagine it takes the courage today, the courage it takes for Michael Knowles to go sit out there today. A sitting duck. And people, and he was so gracious in his Fox News interview this morning because he didn't mention this. I would be legit terrified if I was Michael Knowles because they've already tried to kill him. An Antifa shell made bombs, brought them. They only ended up detonating one and injuring an officer before they were stopped. But they attempted to kill Michael Knowles and the hundreds of conservative students that he was speaking to in Pittsburgh. University of Pittsburgh, 2023. Folks, and I've been through the dozens of attempted murders that we have seen, or violent thug mobs that we have seen, all of the death threats that Charlie got. Michael Knowles going out today, understand that is an absolute act of courage. They've already tried to kill him once. This is how we live now. So I don't want to hear a lecture from the left about, you know, just be nice. just, you know, try to come together. Yeah, he is going to risk his life today, and everyone who fills Kirk's shoes will risk their lives. It is an absolute act of heroism for him to go out there alone. And that's what yesterday was. It was an act of absolute defiance. No, we will get in public. We will come in public. We will be heard from. We will speak like other Americans, and you're not killing us. That's what that was yesterday, but it was done with so much love. And that's why, as much as it terrified me, it was so important for Trump to be there to show, no, we go in public. We don't get killed. We speak. These are basic lessons the left has to relearn. And folks, again, a lot of people asking last segment who just came in, why are you saying this, Tara? Why are you saying they killed him? Look, folks, the FBI is not ruling that out. Headline from the UK Daily Mail. They are looking into more than 30 people now who are believed to have been involved in this or had potential knowledge of it. Texter writes, Tara, Nancy Grace podcast gives a lot of info about all the things being investigated in the Charlie Kirk killing, Robinson's cards being looked at to determine if someone else was driving his car when the shot was fired that killed Kirk. I think they believe he had help. According to Nancy's podcast info, more than 30 people are under investigation. It appears some may have known what Robinson was going to do or didn't try to stop him or give the law a tip off of what was to come. And now there's this UK Daily Mail article, which is just jaw-dropping at this point. The FBI admitting he may have had help. Headline, FBI says three Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. And I just told you what the motive is. Charlie Kirk was so much more than you're being told. Again, a $96 million a year operation. Drove 400,000 new voters to the polls across the swing state. Folks, that alone is enough for Trump to win with the popular vote. And he registered them. And an army of 1,500 dogged them full time until they voted. And it's flipped an entire generation red from blue. Numbers we've never seen, not in 100 years, in terms of voter registration for Republicans and against Democrats. And he was just, Kirk was just getting started. He did all that in 2024. He wasn't going to be long for this world, was he? I couldn't let him live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.